If you've got an old Massey Ferguson tractor sitting in your paddock, our guest this week would like to hear from you. Farmers in Tonga could do with them because ash from the huge volcanic eruption just over a year ago still needs tilling into the soil. Peter Rodwell is chair of the Pacifica Safe Shelter Trust, and he's working with a local charity to help subsistence farmers in Tonga. Sally put in a call to him in Oamaru.
Ash itself, volcanic ash, is actually quite rich in elements, but if you lay it on top of the ground, it completely smothers it and takes out the current crop. So all the leaf vegetables at that stage were basically destroyed. The root crops could be harvested at the stage they were then at because they had lost their leaf on top. So if they weren't ready, they lost the crop completely. If they were ready, they could harvest them over the next sort of 6 to 8 weeks. That was fine. But then there's a gap until they can plant the next crop. And to plant the next crop, you have to till the ash in and just mix it back with the soil. It's not toxic as such, but it needs to be mixed with the soil so they can get growth from the plant.
And these tractors that you're sending, they're not the sort of sophisticated computerised tractors, are they? Those aren't the tractors that you want to send.
They need vehicles, equipment that can be relatively easily fixed and diagnosed as to what the problem is. We have been sending particularly Massey Ferguson's and to some extent Ford's, because about 80% of the tractors over there are Massey Ferguson's and about 19% are Ford's and about 1% are everything else. They have found with all the new tractors sent over, the new Chinese tractors, which look great and big and all the rest of it, they're breaking down and they can't fix them because they're all computerised and there's no computer fixes over there. There's a lot of new tractors sitting in the ditch on the side of the road.
Yeah, so the simpler the better, Peter.
It is. So we're sending the, basically they have to be non-electronic. So it's basic mechanics, and the Massey Ferguson's are ideal in the sense that they have lots of spare parts, because getting spare parts over there is also expensive.
Is there training needed?
There is, because one of the difficulties is, one is there is not that many tractors, so that not that many tractor drivers that are skilled at ploughing, and particularly ploughing in fields that have a lot of trees in them. And there's a lot of pressure for the men in the Pacific to go overseas and work on these programs in New Zealand, Australia. And large numbers have in fact travelled because they're financially struggling. So there has been a real push to get their young men out overseas to earn money to send the money back. But that leaves the women behind, and not very many women are skilled at tractor driving. So one of the tasks that our in-partner charity has taken on is actually training women in agriculture from where to go, from how to tend the land, because it's mainly women now tending the land. And secondly, they're now running tractor driving lessons, ploughing lessons, to actually get the women up to level.
And what are some of the other stories you're hearing about how the tractors are being used there?
Because it's very small blocks and you have to have, the average farmer can't drive the tractor, they get the tractor in for when it comes through their area. They get the tractor for an hour or 2 hours each time it comes through, and that's probably once or twice a year for that farm. So one needs to have an organisation which provides the tractor, does the maintenance on the tractor, provides the fuel and the driver for the tractor. So the organisation we're working with is setting that up so that there's a coordinated centre that they can contact and book their tractor in. In the past, the difficulty has been a limited number of tractors, and the people who get the tractors are the big landholders, the lords, and they control the tractors, and if they want the tractor, they get it first. So the poor people end up missing out. So we have made a general rule that the poor people get it first. The people who can't afford the tractor get it first. And if you can't afford the tractor at the going rate of 120 paying in an hour, then you miss out. But on our score is, if you can't afford 120, then you pay 100. If you can't afford 100, you pay 80. If you can't afford 80, you pay 60. And if you can't afford 60, you get it for free. And if you can't afford 60, then you get it first, because these are the people who are the most in need.
So if you've got a tractor in your paddock, you should perhaps think about donating it.
Many of these tractors have been holding down the end of an irrigation line. They're used as an anchor. But they've been driven out there. Most of them are in moderate working order and don't take too much to bring it back up. But yes, we would love to hear from people if they have particularly a Massey Ferguson in the 100 or 200 series. They are the classic tractors that we're after. And some of the Fords and Majors, we're quite happy to take those as well.
Peter Rodwell of the Pacifica Safe Shelter Trust. He says they're also keen for disc ploughs and slasher mowers to send to Tonga in the next shipment.